Norte, Ben-Hei, Alexion Galera, he had it universally is sung and is the only key to the university is said standing. And if you look at the chorus, it's interesting. Our matzav is compared, the Mechaber compares it to two different, these are two different mashals. A woman who's in labor, the labor pangs, the also compared to a kala, a young kala, who never really who lost her chasen, never really had a chance to get to know her chasen. And it seems like these are different circumstances. The Kala was lost her chassid, which unfortunately we've experienced recently these past 2 years with young Chayalim, over some of the hostages, where people were engaged a short time ago, and then the chassid was yanked from this world, or they just got married. Something like that, a tragedy like that, I mean, it's always possible someone could remarry, but it's hard to find hope in those circumstances. Masha'in came, where the woman who's in labor, not that I could talk personally about what that's like, I know it was difficult for me, but I understand it's not the same thing for a woman, but still, at the end of the day, the result. That's just Hashem is going to be a life. It's going to be a child. There's something very positive that comes out. So how do we reconcile these two different approaches? So one way to look at it, which I heard from Rav Breidowitz Shlita, is that one is a perspective and one is a reality. That looking at our matzav, at all the suffering, all the years, all the pogroms, the Holocaust, October 7th, everything, the Crusades, looking at it all, one way, the perspective is to say it's like the Kala who lost her chasen, and it was for nothing, there was no hope, and it was only tsar. But the reality, said Breidowitz, is the second. The reality is that really everything we've been through. It's like labor pains that ultimately is going to result in the incredible shalom and simcha that we've all been waiting for and longing for. I want to suggest that another way, perhaps, to differentiate is that it depends on us. That if each Tisha B'Av comes and goes, and we're the same person after Tisha B'Av that we were before Tisha B'Av, then yeah, it's a tragedy. Tragedy without hope. A Kala who lost her chasen. But if we could come away from this day as new versions of ourselves, new and improved, then we could turn that tragedy into an opportunity. And then, yes, the labor pains are still painful, but we get to celebrate the new life and the new world. So the question is, how do we change? How can we change? We've been here before. So I wasn't originally going to share this, but I was so personally moved. At the youth meeting this past Shabbos, when I was talking to the Bachurim, and I myself felt like I was talking to myself, that maybe this is really a message that I needed to take to heart. We read this past Shabbos in Devarim, Moshe started his Musar Shnuz, and he brings up the Chet HaMeraglim, the original Tisha B'Av. Over 3,300 years ago, when Bnei Israel cried, for no reason on Tisha B'Av. And Hashem said, I'll give you a real reason to cry. And Medrash says that throughout the 40 years on Tisha B'Av, Bnei Yisrael had to dig their own graves and go to sleep that night in the grave. And if they happened to wake up the next morning, then that meant they continued living. And if they didn't, so at least the kever was already dug. Make it, I guess, easier for the Chavar Kedisha. But imagine going to sleep that night knowing I might not wake up the next morning. And it got me thinking about the hostages. I've heard a number of them speak about what it was like for them. But each day, they didn't know if they would have another day. Each day when they woke up in the morning, they didn't know it was their last. And each day when they went to sleep at night, they didn't know if they were going to have another day. And then I thought further, really, it's the same thing for us. I mean, we take it for granted, but we also don't know if we're going to have another day. And Pirkei Avos teaches, the Bartanura explains, and the Rambam says as well in Hilchos Teshuva, that we should look at each day as if it's our last day, because you never know. Imagine for a second if a Navi came to you and said, this is your last day. Imagine we knew we had 24 hours left, 12 hours left. Is it possible our day would be different? Maybe the things that usually bother us wouldn't bother us so much. Perhaps we wouldn't be so envious of someone else's car or someone else's house. Perhaps if someone cut us off on the road, we wouldn't feel the need to cut them off back or to utter some words or yell some words to either internally or to other passengers. Did you see what he did? I mean, we wouldn't feel the need to say that or scream that if it was our last day. We knew it was our last day. Perhaps we would spend our time a little differently if it was our last day. Perhaps we wouldn't feel a need to talk about other people, to pass judgment on other people. And perhaps even when a friend wrongs me or hurts me, I wouldn't feel a need to be upset or to get back at him or to show him who's boss, because it's my last day. So perhaps if each of us can try to really live each day with the same ideals that we ourselves value and would want to follow if it was our last day. Perhaps if we can do that, then in that schus, number one, it won't be our last day. But number two, this will be our last Tisha B'Av.
Shabbat